That's the battle you have when you're like, oh my god, and it needs this, and then this is gonna happen. And you're like, yeah, but then nobody's gonna pay attention to what's going on. Oh, right.
Coming directly from the horseshoe crowd capital of the world, get a leg up and get ready for the hydrant. And now, the man who piloted L. Ron Hubbard's spaceship, your host, Jim Cooper.
Hi, everybody. Welcome to the Hydrant. Today, Anthony Palmini is here with us, and you can reach him at antpalmini.com. It's antpalmini.com.
Yes.
Anthony is voice actor, director, editor, composer, Corey Disson content king. I mean, he's just everything across the board. And I looked at your website. First of all, welcome.
Thank you, Jim. Thank you. Pleasure to be here. Thank you so much for having me.
I was reading through some things on your website, and I can just picture in my mind you walking around with a camera recording home movies of your toys and stuff very early on. So you got bit by the entertainment bug very early on.
Super early on. My toys were the stars of in my head of every movie that I did. Like my He-Man toy was also James Bond and also whatever I needed the toys to be. So it was pretty cool.
And this is the last Daniel Craig James Bond that's coming out.
I know. It's going to be interesting to see who becomes the next James Bond. Who's next?
Anthony's done some stand-up comedy. He's done improv. One of the other things that I didn't know about, but I was looking at, and it just floored me. Mm. You do a lot of music composition for independent films.
I do, yes.
And I was looking at your composer or listening to your composer reel on your website. That is dynamite.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
I was blown away. I was, and because I love movies and I love movie music anyway, but I was, you know, it got to the point where, you know, I was watching one of the clips and I got into the clips because it was so well acted. And then the clip was done. I was like, wait a minute, I didn't pay attention to the music. And I'm like, that's the key. They don't want you to hear the music.
Yeah. Yep, that's the key. That's the battle you have when you're like, oh my god, and it needs this, and then this is gonna happen. And you're like, yeah, but then nobody's gonna pay attention to what's going on. Oh, right.
So that was dynamite. For everyone watching, go out and look at his composer reel. Take a listen to it because it is just outstanding.
Thank you so much.
So
yeah.
So cool.
I have to thank my my 2 years off of acting and then going to an audition to where I knew it was bad. This is a long time ago. And I was like, what if I add music to it? Maybe it might cover it up. And the director was like, number one, I don't think you're right for the part. Number two, who did the music? I was like, I did that. Okay, I'll hire you as a composer. I was like, what? Wow.
That's great.
Yeah.
So, and you've done directing of some independent films as well.
I have. Mostly I did a few, and I've been doing a lot for like brands that we've done online, and that's been great. I mean, that's something that I really wanted to do when I was younger, and them giving me the opportunity to do that has been fantastic. So
that's cool. That's great. So, all right, let's carry on with this silliness and see what what comes of it all.
Yes.
And speaking of music, let's start right there.
Ooh.
What movie would be greatly improved if it were made into a musical?
Wow. Wow. That, if it was turned into a musical, greatly improved. I think that's the key, right? So it has to be greatly improved. It can't be already good.
Well, it could be. It would be just that much better.
It'd be better. Well, okay. Jaws the musical. Have some words to go with that dun 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 dun. I would love to hear that.
I'd go see that. I would definitely go see that.
The shark gets like his own number. Like, it'd be awesome.
that's great. I love it. We'll just go with that one because it's perfect. If you were an ice cream flavor, what would you be?
Ooh, Oreo ice cream, because that's my favorite.
Ooh, that's one we haven't had before. That's cool.
Yeah.
Who would play you in a movie about your life? You're not allowed to say yourself.
Oh. If it's the younger guy, or I guess the younger version, or the my age, I would say, I don't know if you know, Jay Baruchel, I think is his name. He's the guy that was in Freaks and Geeks. He was in...
Oh, okay.
He's the voice of the main character in How to Train Your Dragon.
Okay.
And then people say Mark Anthony, who's a singer.
Right.
He played my older version, I guess. Because they're both skinny and they both look kind of like me. So I have to go, you know, I can't go Adrian Brody or somebody like that. Like, nah, it's not me.
I know. So if someone asked me that, I'd have to go like Orson Welles or something like that. let's do the either or thing where I give you two things and you tell me what your preference is.
Sure.
Book or Kindle?
Book.
Simpsons or Family Guy?
Oh, Simpsons, 100%.
Wow.
I love the Simpsons.
Cake or pie?
Cake.
Amusement park or day at the beach?
Ooh, I'm going to say day at the beach.
Cool. I like that.
I'm going to say day at the beach, yeah.
What sound or noise do you love?
Ooh. Sound or noise? Yeah. I guess crickets. Like at nighttime, just hearing the kind of the crickets, that really puts a soothing sense. So I like that.
Oh, that's cool. What sound or noise do you hate?
Ooh. I guess I lived in the city most of my life, so just hearing this train is delayed is kind of like the noise that I or kind of understanding what they're saying, you know, then I'm like, oh God.
Right. If you can understand the announcement, I get it. Having spent a lot of time in Penn Station, I get it.
Right? Yeah. The worst feeling in the world. You're like, son of a. Oh,
yeah, I know.
Here we go.
Canceled.
Canceled, right.
Thank you. Appreciate it. What is your favorite curse word?
Damn it.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, well, I grew up in a strict Christian family upbringing. So that was the only one that I could say that was kind of like not bad, like fuck or shit. Like right. Those were like, so as I grew older, even though I could say it now or whatever, I find myself saying, damn it. Even when I'm writing scripts or something, people are like, why are you always saying damn it? Like, couldn't you use another curse word? Damn it. Yeah.
It's original. I like it. If you could give one piece of advice to someone coming in the VO industry for the first time, what do you think is that first most important thing they should focus on?
That's a really good question, because it's so funny. Being a part of this community, even now in the last couple of years, I've seen like a lot of good answers, and it seems like a lot, but I would say the one thing, patience and practice. You know, those are the two things that you gotta have to work on, you know, just practice, always be practicing and just be patient. Cause I feel like a lot of people think that it's, oh, I have a good voice. Let me just go.
Yeah.
Let me go be Fontaine now. And that's it. I can do it. I can do it. Somebody says I have a good voice and here we go. Why isn't this happening? I'm a weekend and I haven't got an agent. I haven't got notoriety and it's not like that.
Show me the money. Yeah. So is that Don LaFontaine's daughter that's doing voiceover work now?
Oh, Summer, I think. Yeah. LaFontaine. Yeah. Yeah.
Is
yeah.
it? I think see so, your name yeah. pop up and I was like, oh, Apple doesn't fall far.
Yeah, so, yeah, I think she's doing that now, yeah.
That's cool. Anyway, thank you for doing this. I appreciate it. Thanks for taking the time and being with me today.
Ah, no problem. It's been a pleasure, Jim. I'm a big fan. I love the hydrant. And it's so funny. I forget his name. I think I saw your episode with Roy where he had like all the awards in the back. I'm like, God, That's awesome.
Well, there's Roy, and he's trying to sell all his awards on eBay. But then there's Jay Michael, who has them lined up around his thing, and it's absolutely insane.
As you can see, the only thing I have in the background is like my figurines. I'm like, I guess I can put that in the background.
I got a PVC pipe, so.
But it's awesome. I love the show. Thank you so much,
Jay. Oh, thank you for doing it, and thank you for watching. And we'll see you again next time on The Hydrant. Hey, thanks for hanging out with us on The Hydrant. The Hydrant announcer is Allison Steele. For outstanding VO coaching and voice acting services, visit Allison at AllisonSteele.com. That's Allison with a Y and Steele with no E at the end. Shoot me an email with any comments, questions, worthwhile recipes at BigDog@JimCooperVO.com. This episode, copyright 2024, by Jim Cooper VO and Nat Landcor Audio, which is solely responsible for its content. No reproduction by writing, recording, reposting, smoke signals, AI voice loading, Morse code, or any other electronic or manual recording method known to man is allowed without prior written consent. Come back and play with us next week as the steady stream of outstanding guests continue at The Hydrant.